This will be dealing with the worst sporting decision since Caligula married his horse. Ah, look! There's Ben Hoddle waiting for the latest word from his German paymasters. Oh, that'd be gas. Ah, Joey Chandler and Ross. Yes, I think we've seen enough to know this is about the dropping of Paul Gascoigne and also England's chances from the upcoming World Cup. This is a very, very bad sporting decision, and you know, the man's made us look foolish in front of the world.
Are you party free here?
The what?
I mean, you're showbiz mates, though, aren't you?
Showbiz mates, we are. It's very nice of you to say so, Ian, me being in showbiz and all that.
and being friendly with him.
Well, you get this... Look. The papers are trying...
You're turning into a kangaroo court all of a sudden.
The papers say, right, that we use... Chris Evans and I use Paul Gascoigne for show business ends. Well, I've known Paul...
I heard it was for sexual purposes.
No, we use him to further our careers. I've known him 10 years. It's failed, hasn't it? So there's that. And Chris Evans uses him for publicity purposes. That's like saying, you know, the Queen needs Prince Philip for air miles. I don't think
or
so.
Sex.
Or sex, yes.
He's trained a corgi to do all that for us. Well, they stand on each other's shoulders. You can picture it.
Yeah.
Intelligent breed.
It's a lovely mental image, thank you. So, how did Gazza react, do you remember? Has he told you?
No, the idea that we live in each other's pockets is nonsense.
Right, have you spoken to him?
No, yes, I have. No, I tell you what, I have, yeah.
Right.
But, you know, there's no... Rarely talk about football, we rarely have.
What else do you talk about?
Well, the strange thing is, you see, that's what the side of Paul nobody knows.
Theater,
when he quotes from Latin and Greek. Yeah. Seriously, yeah, but nobody knows. If you've ever seen Paul say I love you, it'll break your heart. True, he tries to squeeze it into a single belch, but otherwise, you know, it's a... Then leave him alone, seriously. I mean, he has been, you know, he's suffered enough, and now it's all borne fruit, and he ain't going to the World Cup. And when we're playing Spain with 10 minutes to go, and they say, oh, Rob Lee's, you know, getting ready to come on, so what? Oh, Darren Anton's getting ready to come on, so what? If they'd have said, oh, Paul Gascoigne's getting ready to come on, everyone
goes, so what?
Yeah, right.
We don't know, it's a sporting decision, like in the 66 World Cup, the one that we won, Ian, I don't know if you're aware of that. when Jimmy Greaves was fit, people said, oh, you've got to play Greaves in the final, there's this big thing, of course he didn't pick Greaves, and Jeff Hurst's replacement scored a hat-trick, so you don't know?
You do know. This time we do know.
How do we know?
Because it's a class thing. I think it's actually Glenn Hoddle is a bourgeois fool.
He's only picking posh people to play for England. Like Darcy Shearer.
David Beckham was wearing a dress, sir.
A dress?
He goes out with posh fights for a start. There's the conspiracy theory. David Beckham was wearing a dress and he's going.
Yeah. But posh fights is a sort of comparative, isn't it?
Yeah. Class war. Sure is.
Mm.
Yeah. You remember class war? We got football, you got the BBC.
Oh, we got a good deal.
By the way, I'll just fill in here. If this is about showbiz chums and football, hands up everyone on this panel who's ever had a private jet up to Old Trafford to watch Manchester United with Chris Evans. That'll be just you, Richard, and you, Angus, then, will it? See you down the old mill wall there. Not a lot of purpose in that, is there?
Is this the private jet that BA run every morning? You paid off.
Do you and Richard go out for kebabs afterwards?
The kebab angle is the best, isn't it?
Do you remember any kebab, Richard?
Yeah, no, I don't eat meat.
Well, that wouldn't necessarily put you off a kebab. You don't know what to do.
These shots of the kebab owner, who's now famous and you know, probably has got a record deal as we speak. The kebab owner, who they had on Newsnight for Shane making his kebab, and they were hoping against hope he finished, you know, there's the lettuce I put in, you see, some chicken I put in, a little chili sauce, and half a pound of hashish. No, he's never going to say that. It's not a crack then, it was a kebab shop.
Maybe if he did put in half a pound of hashes, you'd just be, it'd be great because you just sold loads of kebabs.
I thought I'd get the munchies.
You could be there a week.
Yeah.
And then he ended up to shoot you.
Yeah. an excellent marketing ploy. Yes, this is Paul Gascoigne, who's been dropped from the England squad and been forced to fly home in embarrassed disgrace a whole 2 weeks before his England teammates do the same.